This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
And Gatewood for the stack.
Jane, I got you on the stack.
I believe these questions came up on the last open stream where there was some confusion as to who actually had these numbers and who would have to get these numbers. I believe there were some questions about some of the legal fees or the accrued fees where the auditor said he would have to get them from management. And I wondered, how did these numbers get on the audit without having those explanations, for example? I think there's quite an issue. Well, I've asked some questions today in writing about certain accruals for this year and not that year and where these numbers come from. And I don't know where these numbers are coming from. I really don't. And I don't think that's, I think that's all been said on the open stream already. So we need to be honest with our numbers to the public and to our regulatory agencies. I don't think we're not trying to scare off Armenino, and I'm not disappointed that numbers didn't magically appear one way or the other way. I just need backup documentation that is consistent, that I can understand in order to be comfortable with these numbers. This is not political, Pete. I don't have some agenda other than these are public money, and it is our job to make sure that the public's money goes where they think it does. That is our job, to oversee that audit that tells the public that, and our regulatory agencies. Now, I don't know why nobody else is asking questions. Is it that you don't understand these numbers? You don't care? I care. I care enough, and I know enough that they don't make sense to me. And that doesn't mean they won't eventually make sense, but I have a right and an obligation to ask these questions, and it shouldn't be difficult. And we should have had these numbers before from management, before we got the audit, not after. That's problematic.
This is Donald for the stack.
I've got you on the stack. Jane, you have the floor.
Well, I think the points that Pete made are very important points. And
Jane, your voice is breaking up really bad.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Connection, thank you.
Hello?
Go ahead, Jane.
No, I don't have a good connection. Just give me.
No, that's better now.
It's a lot better.
Okay, I would like to say that the points that Pete and some others made, I think very important, very to the topic that was originally brought up by Mark, who brought it up, the question. I think that if this committee continues to have some of the discussions that we've had in public stream, I don't think we're doing our job properly. I don't think it's a good idea to stifle, thoughtful discussion. I'm hopeful that we're all here because we want to make sure that things that be figured out appropriate, correct. There's a lot going on right now, and what we know for sure is that Armenino is a professional that was selected because we had a certain level of confidence, and I think that we are doing our job, and I think that we should really strive to be much more thoughtful with the way we approach some of these questions, and respectful. at this point, I'd like to ask if we can move the agenda. There was somebody made a motion. I wanted to vote against it, but I'm fading rapidly here. If there's a table, initiate something, I would like to vote against it. So I'd like to call the question, or well, you can't. I'd like to move the agenda.
Okay, so do we have one or two motions on the floor at this point? Kim made the last motion, which is, I believe she wanted me to call as chair, talk to Armamino and find out what their intentions are for the 2014 audit.
She actually proposed that as an amendment, not as a motion.
Well, I at first I proposed it as an amendment, and then I said substitute. I don't know if that's allowable to change my mind like that. I mean, what you do is if you want to vote for my amendment, you vote yes, and then you vote down Steve's motion if you don't want to make an RFP until we've heard from the auditor. But we have to do something. We have to get some. It's completely irresponsible not to know for sure who our auditor is going to be and what the circumstances are going to be.
Okay, Kim. Donald, you're next on the stack.
Yes. I think, you know, it's fairly clear from this conversation so far that people just don't want to hear what Armenino's people said when they spoke to us about the actual audit for fiscal year 13. And that is that they're ready to go when Pacific is. Brent has now confirmed that with, obviously, she's next to Margie, confirming that. So what is the point of the motion? What is the real objective here? And for those who are really concerned about being fiscally responsible directors, let me point out that some of these directors were sitting on the Pacifica National Board while our finances were going down the tube and had an IED in place who had no management experience, but nevertheless was deemed
I would like to caution the member from making personal attacks.
No, I'm not making personal attacks. I'm making an observation that people here on this committee continue to attack the auditor, if you will, and the basis for the audit as somehow being suspect. And when you do that on an open stream long enough and often enough, yes, you do undermine faith and trust and credibility. And that's my objection to this whole conversation.
Is there anybody else for the stack at this point?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, I make a motion that we hopefully accept without objection that Kim's first amendment, later called, she wanted to make a substitute, that we accept that it's a substitute motion.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
Can't make another motion. We have two motions on the floor.
Not correct. You can have two amending motions, two further motions, not a maximum of two. It's only, that's not the rule, Kim. Sorry.
Well, we already have a motion. If you wanted to make an amendment, that's different, but you're making a new motion. We have to take care of the motions that are on the floor. Either an amendment or a substitute. Either way, it's going to be the same result. So I suggest that we vote on my amendment to Steve's motion or vote it as a substitute, and let's just go from there and move on.
Is William for the stack?
Well, you just spoke, William. You have the floor again.
Yes, yeah, Kim just said to do either or. What I suggested was we just accept that it's a substitute motion. But it doesn't sound so horrible to me. I mean,
okay.
Can we vote on it, please?
Is there any objection to voting on Kim's I assume it's an amendment. Can you restate your...
Chair, this is Brenda. Is it an amendment or is it a substitute? I need to know which one it is because it's going to affect my vote.
Can you restate your motion, Kim?
Well, my original was amendment for Fred to ask Armenino what is their intention. Yes, and then it was an amendment to Steve, so once we find out their answer, then we know how to proceed, whether we need to find a new auditor or not. So,
you got it. It's an amendment.
But if you vote down Steve's motion, then it becomes a main motion.
Say that again?
Does it become a main motion or is it become mute? Or is it mute?
No, it's mute because it still stands on its own. Fred to ask Armenino what is their intention.
Then if the amended motion fails, then everything goes away. So that's why I suggested if you wanted to make it a substitute veggie, that would be a better procedure.
Well, I wanted to make it a substitute.
Then let's just do it as a substitute
that we should
motion.
Allow that.
Pardon me?
William, can I respond?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting, that we as a committee permit this to be a substitute motion.
Okay. So let's take a vote on it. Fred, to
ask any objection? Is there any objection to voting on Kim's motion, substitute motion? Hearing them, take a vote, Kim.
I hear none, so we don't have to take a vote.
So it is a substitute, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Shit.
So that means it passes automatically.
Well, if I can get back to...
If there's no objection.
So then it becomes the main motion, Chair, and then we vote on the main motion, since the substitute replaced the original motion.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so let's vote. Is there any objection to voting on the main motion?
Well, we don't have to vote on the main motion since the substitute passed.
The substitute now becomes the main motion.
Oh. Okay.
Hear that substitute again. And
Fred to ask Armenino what is their intention, and obviously we're, tell the committee. Can't go forward until we find out.
Is that the substitute motion?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Is there any objection to Kim's motion?
Yes,
as the main motion.
It's now the main motion. Is there any objection to Kim's motion?
Yes, I object. This is Brenda.
Okay. Take a roll call vote, Kim.
Okay. Okay, Steve Brown.
Yes.
Virginia Browning.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Okay, Jose Luis Fuentes. Guess he was here just for that one vote. Jane Gatewood. Jane? Donald Goldmacher?
No.
William Heerwagon.
No.
Kim Kaufman votes yes. Robert
votes no.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Nancy Saratoni. And Pete Tucker.
Abstain.
Fred Blair.
Chair doesn't vote.
Carolyn Burden. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jane Gatewood. Brenda Medina.
I vote no.
And Nancy Serratoni.
Excuse me, I fell asleep. What are we voting on? I'm sorry.
Kim, you want to restate your main motion?
For Fred Blair to call the auditor and find out his intention regarding doing the 2014 audit. Nancy, make up your mind, please.
Okay, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Okay. So it's 3-5-3 fails.
Thank you. Well, there's two items left on the agenda, the nominations for chair and the nominations for secretary.
Point of order, Fred.
Yes?
We can't do that until we get the final committee, which will be when PFW gets quorum and finds out who they're sending to the committee. I move to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjourning?
No.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Fred. Admiring your activity.